This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a nationwide campaign for human papillomavirus HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer today. This initiative aims to prevent cervical cancer, which is one of the leading causes of cancer-related morbidity in women and marks a significant milestone in safeguarding the long-term health of girls and women across the country. In the presence of the Prime Minister, the campaign was launched by administering the HPV vaccine to 5 girls. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma was also present on the occasion. After the vaccination, the Prime Minister also interacted with the girls. Meanwhile, the Indian Medical Association, IMA, has hailed the central government's decision to provide free HPV vaccination. Prime Minister Modi will also launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 16,680 crore rupees in Ajmer, Rajasthan today. Mr. Modi will also visit Gujarat this afternoon. During his visit, he will inaugurate Micron Technologies' state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly, test and packaging ATMP facility in Sanand. We have more from our correspondent.
The inauguration of Micron's Sanand facility today marks a transformative leap for India's technology ecosystem. With a total investment of over 22,500 crore rupees, the project represents the first proposal approved under India's semiconductor mission. This project, which saw its groundbreaking just in September 2023, is now ready to convert advanced DRAM and NAND wafers into finished product for markets worldwide. A key highlight of this facility is its nearly 5 lakh square feet of clean room space, ranking it among the largest raised floor clean rooms in the world. By commencing commercial shipments of the first indigenous memory modules, India is taking a decisive step towards self-reliance in semiconductor sector. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted 3 successive flight trials of very short-range air defense system Visharads from the integrated test range Chandipur off the coast of Odisha. Defense Ministry said that these tests were carried out to revalidate the capability of Visharads missile system in neutralizing high-speed threats flying at varying speed, range and altitude. During all the flight tests, the missiles intercepted and destroyed the high-speed aerial targets, mimicking enemy aircraft in various threat scenarios, meeting all extreme engagement points. The flight data captured by various range instruments like telemetry, electro-optical tracking system, validated the effectiveness of Visharads against a wide range of aerial threats. The Central Bureau of Investigation has moved to Delhi High Court challenging the acquittal of Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Party Leader Manish Sisodia and others in the corruption case related to the Delhi Liquor Policy case. The move comes hours after the trial court passed the order. The CBI said that the trial court and its order has ignored several important aspects of the investigation and the material has not been considered adequately. The Election Commission will publish the incomplete final voter list of West Bengal today following the Supreme Court's order. The list will also contain the names of the voters whose credentials were verified by the judiciary engaged in the Special Intensive Revision SIR process on the order of the Apex Court. The draft list will contain the names of 7 crore 8 lakh voters that will also remain in the final list. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has said that his country has attacked Iran and has declared a state of emergency. According to a news agency, witnesses said blast strikes downtown in Tehran, Iran's capital, as thick smoke is seen rising in the sky. Moving on to sports, in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand, England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. Earlier opting to bat first, New Zealand scored 159, losing 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Today in a Super 8 Group 2 match, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.